Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sarah.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions in today's... My brain just went. Ah!
And on today's episode, we are talking about all things.
I was really waiting for it to come in. If this is the first time you've listened to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. Mm-hmm. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Oh, that was a good one. So we've got our mini-sode today. So we're going to go straight into the confession. Confession title is, my mom is dating a man my age and I can't stand him.
Ooh.
I'd like to first say that you are magnificent souls, mm-hmm. Candice and Sorrel. Mm-hmm. You've brought me so much joy. I'm a white American woman with two children, a husband, two cats, and a part-time job. My life is boring AF. I often long for these days when I partied and laughed with my friends till the wee hours of the morning. As I listen to you ladies crack each other up, I'm given a bit of those days back. So, my confession. Well, that, thank you for that story. My confession. My mother is 76.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Hold on. Take it back. Now, y'all. What? I weren't expecting that. Huh? Okay. So, my confession. My mother is a 76-year-old and is dating a man who is 49, only 2 years older than me. They've been together for about a year. He is the first man she's been with since my father died 7 years ago. I'm truly happy that she is happy. I have no issues with him, quote unquote, replacing my dad or anything like that. The age difference is a bit worrisome because my mum is wealthy and the boyfriend is not. He has been divorced 3 times and lives with his mother. After spending more time with him recently, I've realized I can't stand to be around him. He often makes problematic statements and I have to bite my tongue. He is neither funny, witty, nor intelligent, but very much thinks he is. He's the type of man that is exhausting to be around. However, my mom sees something in him. And because she was very miserable for a very long time, I can't say anything that would crush her happiness. Mm. P.S. Talk about how she must be loving her new sex life.
Love it.
Is going to literally make me puke.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my. Love it.
Love it. Okay, we'll refrain from talking about your mother popping her puss.
It's not even the age, it's the other red flags, yes, that worry me.
That's what I was going to say.
And I think you just need to be reminding your mum to protect her assets.
Absolutely. And I would say go further than remind her, actually. I would say let's set up a meeting.
Yeah.
And let's just say, mum, we're at a certain age
where you
now.
At with ...
Yeah.
That, well, he didn't just, but dad recently died.
I just want to make sure.
It's got me thinking.
We're both going to do it. I'm also going to do it for the kids. Yeah. We're going to do it together. Yeah. We'll obviously, don't make her feel bad about it, but make sure you're aware of what's happening. While she's alive and her mind is at full functioning,
yeah,
she can spend her money on that man as much as she wants to. You can't really tell a grown woman who's lived a life what to do with her money. However, her assets must be protected.
Yeah.
And should she feel like she wants to walk down the aisle with him, oof, I can't say the word prenup loud enough.
Yeah.
And I can't say the word postnup.
And what's so funny with pre and postnups, her even bringing that up, he won't walk down the aisle.
Yes.
It's giving that.
Yeah.
He lives with his mum.
But it's also giving, he may not want to get a divorce, but he may just want to have a good, comfortable final.
Because he's been divorced three times.
He might just want to be really comfortable and go on nice holidays.
Is that why he doesn't have any money now? Did he have... resources before.
I mean, I don't know anything about this man, but in my head, he's a bum. So.
It's giving.
I don't know. Yeah. I really judged him on three sentences, but it's giving bummy. You know.
You live with your...
I think he clearly makes your mum happy.
Yeah, because I also want to remind people, I know we're very protective of some of our parents or parental figures. I think you need to remember your mum is not dumb.
Yeah. That part.
And your mum too can just be having fun.
Yeah.
And like we've just said, she deserves it.
Yeah.
So I think aside from an important conversation about the protection of assets, let her get on with it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Let her chill. Yeah. I feel like she's having fun. And yeah. She's
after
feeling
7 years.
After 7 years. And she clearly loves this company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to be around him. There's that part.
You don't.
There is that part.
You don't have to like him as well. You don't, you know, you can love your mum and dislike this mum. Yeah. That's fine. But yeah, I think just protect her assets. Mm. And should she maybe not want to or resist, you can still, what's the word? Gently bring it up.
Yeah.
In a way, because it's not what you say, it's how you say it and how it's framed to her. Mm. If she feels like you're framing it in a way that's attacking her new man, she may not like that.
Mm.
But I think, yeah, go and protect the assets. Go see someone. She has her money. Let her live her money and enjoy her life. And,
yeah, this is a pretty simple
one. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I would do.
It would be different if she wasn't in her right mind.
If she didn't have mental capacity, yeah. I would absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely, it would be completely different. But if she is perfectly fine and her mind is working,
you're limited into what you can, as to what you can do.
And I feel like as well, as children, we get to a certain point where we do become the parent of our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it now, like even with my parents, I do this thing where like I'm constantly checking up or like, but you don't know how to do that. Like, let me have a relook at that form. Or and my mum's like,
I've lived here so much longer than you.
I've raised four children. Like, get off my case. So they are very capable of we just feel as though we have to protect and look after and shield. And especially obviously because your dad recently passed away. But yeah, it's...
Yeah, you don't have to be around him.
You don't have to be around him. And
this is easy.
Yeah. What did your mum do to get the money though? I'm trying to be rich at 76. God. Child. I'm trying to be rich at 76 too.
Don't stay in the fucking UK then. You'll still be working.
Girl. Oh my God, don't even. Whole nother episode.
Anyway, guys. Yeah. Stayed in the closet.
Stayed in the closet.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.